In our previous year, we began a discussion about the obligation for one to check his tzitzis every day. The question that comes up is, what about on Shabbos? If somebody's tzitzis got tangled, are they allowed to be separated? The Shaar Tshuva in Or Chaim Siman Ches Sifkot Ches quotes Achronim that a Shabbos one may not separate the tzitzis. And some explain that the reason is because it's a told of matir, which is chayiv on Shabbos. Another concern is that when separating the tzitzis, maybe some of them will get torn off. Others say that it's in the category of misakamana. However, if the concern, says the Ma'amar Mordechai, is because of misakamana, then the halacha would only be a concern if the tzitzis were never properly separated. But if the tzitzis were properly separated at one point and not it just got somewhat of tangled, then it would not be considered the malacha of misakamana. And then there are achronim who suggest that one is allowed to separate the tzitzis on Shabbos. One is separate tzitzis on Shabbos. As we discussed this halacha regarding separating the tzitzis on Shabbos, there's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. This is in Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Beis. Im hi mitziyasas kal chasoy, if the tzitzis are on the beged properly, muta lotzos boi l'shus rabim, one may exit into the shus rabim, bein talis gadol, whether wearing his talis gadol, bein talis gadol, or wearing his talis gadol. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even at night, when our Gemara teaches us that Laila loves man tzitzis, still the halacha is that it's noy habeged, it's a beautification to have tzitzis on your beged, and since it's considered beautiful to have tzitzis on your beged, you're allowed to wear them even at night on Shabbos. And continues the Shulchan Aruch that this halacha applies afil b'zman hazeh she'ein lanu tcheles. Because as the Mishnah Berurah again explains, since we've learned so extensively in our perek that the loven and the tchelis ain't on ma'aktim zezeh, one is not essential to the other. So one is fulfilling the mitzvah, even if he just has a loven, so that's considered full-fledged tchelis. Continues the Ramah, rak shloye menach ha'ksefav. Be careful to wear the tzitzis like you're supposed to wear the tzitzis. Otherwise, they become a masri. They become something that you're carrying. Says the Ramah further. We could assume that the talis is kosher, that the tzitzis aren't properly. You don't have to check it before you go out. We could assume that the tzitzis are kosher, and even though it's a question of chas v'shalom perhaps carrying on Shabbos, we need not be concerned about that. However, says the Magen Avraham, if you learn Pasha Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that the basis of the Shulchan Aruch's psak is because we could rely on a chazaka. But that's not what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says that since in the morning when you put on the tzitzis, you check them, then you could rely on the bedikah of the morning that it was good then, it was good the rest of the day. So what I learned from this, and the Mishnah Berurah makes the same thing, makes the same point, is 2 points. The first point that the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Zayin says, that from here we see that you're allowed to check your tzitzis on Shabbos. Because the whole point of the Magen Avraham is that we could rely that you check your tzitzis in the morning. So it seems that you check your tzitzis in the morning. Moreover, even though, as we discussed in the previous shiur, the minig, and we gave explanations for that minig, is that one does not typically check the tzitzis of his talis katan. It's only the tzitzis of the talis gadol, as we explained, because the primary concern is brachah of atala. It could be just the opposite of what one would think. We would think that during the week, why not check the tzitzis? But on Shabbos, as we discussed at the beginning of this year, there are halachic concerns with checking your tzitzis. So do less rather than more. But it could be that on Shabbos you have more of an obligation to check not just your talis gadol, but even your talis katan. Because on Shabbos, if you're going to be wearing tzitzis that are not kosher, they become a masi. But as we said at the beginning of our shir, it is the opinion of most achronim that if you found your tzitzis tangled up, then you should not be allowed to untangle them. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, however, says only if they're very tangled, is there an issue. If there's just not a very serious entanglement, just a little, that's not considered matter, that's not considered mesaken mono, and therefore it's mutter. And in fact, that's the opinion of Rav Avadya Yosef as well. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shas Tshuvas Yabi Oimer Chelek Hei Simen Gimel. However, I did see that the Poskim, as much as they are or aren't concerned about separating the threads on Shabbos, are concerned about sometimes the knot, right above the threads as they separate, loosens. And the Poskim say that is certainly usur to tighten that knot on Shabbos. The Tzoyis HaShulchan and others say that there may be a question of an Issa Deraisa of doing that. The Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, for Moshe Sternberg, Shlita, Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Aleph, says that because of all of these Shailos that we've just identified, the Minig HaOlam that he says, the Minig HaOlam, is not to check the tzitzis on Shabbos. I also saw that the minig of the stipler was to check the tzitzis on Motzoi Shabbos. On Motzoi Shabbos, most people have a special talis that they wear just on Shabbos, and they don't fold the talis on Shabbos. So on Motzoi Shabbos, as they fold the talis before they put it away in the talis bag, the Shabbos talis bag for the rest of the week, they should check the tzitzis then. It's Motzoi Shabbos. It leaves you without any questions. However, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to hold that way. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hold clearly that one should check the tzitzis on Shabbos. The Deber Tzina Rav in the Shas Tshuvas Ber Moshe Chelik Ches Simen Mem Gimel also seems to suggest that one should check the tzitzis but not separate the threads. It's also interesting, as I was looking at that tshuva from the Debrett Sinarov, the Debrett Sinarov has another interesting point why the Gemara, and as we've been discussing in our shiurim, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch speak so much about checking one's tzitzis. And he says that there are certain mitzvahs where the Torah goes out of the way to tell us the reasons for the mitzvah. What are the tzitzis? The Mount Tiskeru, our Gemara, Daf Mem Gimel, discusses at length what the point of tzitzis is. And Sukkah, also, we know that Sukkah is one of the mitzvahs that when one fulfills the mitzvah, he's supposed to have in mind why he's sitting in the Sukkah. As the Pasuk says, L'man yedu derisechem, ki v'sukkah s'shafti es b'nei Yisrael. Says the Debrett Sinarov Zatzal, that's why by these two mitzvahs, we should check, we should do something before we fulfill the mitzvah. By tzitzis, we check the tzitzis before we put them on. By the sukkah, many people have the minig that they say l'shem yichud before they sit down in the sukkah to eat. Why? Because since by these two mitzvahs, the Torah goes out of the way to tell us that one is supposed to know and why he's doing the mitzvah as he does the mitzvah. So since the Torah goes out of the way to tell us that one is supposed to know why he's doing the mitzvah before he does it, one should check the tzitzis. That gives him a chance to think about it. One should say that l'shem yichud when he sits in the sukkah and gives him a chance to think about the mitzvah he's about to perform.